Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, we connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only talk about items that affect the roof of your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. A day with Ron Siegel Radio means a day of celebration. National Dumpling Day, Johnny Appleseed Day, Shamu the Whale Day, and National Pancake Day. You gotta love the pancake idea. That's a good one, although I might be in trouble with that one because my wife put me on a little bit of a diet here, so not allowed to go and indulge on that one right now, but we'll see what happens. Yeah, maybe I'd have to sneak out a little bit and see what happens there. Don't let the kids hear me say that sneaking out a little bit, but that just having a little bit of fun. Watching the markets today ahead of the big debates tonight, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 146.2%. points. We are looking that oil is up $1.45 a barrel, up $1.45 a barrel on oil. Here in the state of confusion, we're holding fairly steady at 275.7 cents per gallon. 220.7 is the national average on gasoline. That up, actually, the national average is down a little bit from the prior day. A week ago, about the same price. So we're kind of flattened out here a little bit. Amazing how we're still in the state of confusion, paying more money than we really need to be. Looking at the bond rates, what are we seeing there? Down almost 0.4%, 4 basis points at 1.58. That is the yield on the 10-year Treasury. German 10-year bund dropping. It's down 11. It's down where you don't even get your money back again. Japan, you don't get your money back there when you invest in the 10-year bond. So the German 10-year bund is at a negative 0.113. Generally, as you've heard me say in the past, the spread is 50 to 100 basis points. A half to 1% is the normal spread between the German 10-year and the U.S. 10-year. So we're still well above that normal spread. We should be at about 0.9 at the max on the U.S. 10-year Treasury if that normal spread was in place. Just a thought right there, keeping you informed on that one. I talked about the big debate tonight in New York. We did get a big surprise.
Surprise.
Yes, the New York Times came out over the weekend endorsing Hillary Clinton. Talk about a surprise. Since 1952 was the last time they endorsed anybody other than the Democrat candidate. So is there any surprise to anybody that they are supporting Hillary Clinton this time? I'm just saying it's if you want the Democrat news, go to the New York Times. That's just the way it is. They don't give anything that would be considered unbiased, just reporting straight fact. That's not their business model any longer, but you know, hey, that's their choice, that's their business. My choice, my business, not to watch it or read it. Speaking of not watching, not reading, have you seen what's going on with the NFL right now? The NFL ratings not doing too good this year. They're seeing in many, many areas that the ratings are dropping. The early season ratings, and ironically enough, the NFL Players Association might even be looking at this. The Players Association, when do they ever care about the money that comes into the league? That's a new one. But we are seeing that the ratings are dropping on the NFL. It was once believed that you'd never see a rate drop or a ratings drop on the NFL. But maybe people are tired of the you go to an NFL game, you go to any sporting event, you're going there for entertainment. I don't know about you. If I want to watch the news, I'm going to go to CNN or Fox or one of the news stations. No one goes to MSNBC, hee-haw. But the idea here is I don't really want to go to the NFL for news. I don't want to go to the NBA. I don't want to go to Major Baseball and watch a sporting event and see, oh, yeah, and a news program broke out. Not really what I want. So NBC Sunday Night Football down 12% in viewership compared to last year. Monday Night Football, ESPN down 12%. CBS's first Thursday night game fell a whopping 26% in Nielsen data. Just a thought right there. You think that could have anything to do with the politics from the players? I'm going to suggest, I've shared with you, we talked about this last week, that Target, their numbers were down as well. Think that it has anything to do with, you know, I don't want to take my kids to the store, the variety store, and watch a political battle step out. Men use the men's bathroom. Women use the women's bathroom. If you can't figure out which you are, go to a doctor. Just a thought there, but that's really what we're seeing right now. So just a few individual or incoming or personal opinions, I guess, is the way we're thinking there. New polls out. Interesting there. The polls for the elections are basically a dead heat right now. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with the debate. We will be watching the debates tonight. But the latest polls, basically, they're all within the margin of error for everything that's going on within the polls. You look at there's a 0.5% or 1.5% swing Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump in the Real Clear Politics four-way average, 1.5%. And it's dropping so that they're, even though they're very, very close, they are tightening up a lot. The Electoral College looking right now, 272 Clinton, 266 Trump, slight edge there for Clinton. 270, remember, is the number you need to win. So it's going to be very interesting watching what's going on this evening. And we know what the New York Times will have to say about that, obviously, when they come out with their stories. I think they might have already written them. I'm not sure, but that just could be the case, that the New York Times might have already written their stories about the debates. Ironically, if you watched any of the news over the weekend, you would have heard the Clinton campaign. It's kind of funny when you think about this. The Clinton campaign wants the moderator to fact check Donald Trump because he might be lying, is the terms that they used. He lies so much. Now, the FBI already told us that Hillary Clinton is a liar, but they want to fact check Donald Trump. We know what the Benghazi bombs have already said, that Hillary Clinton is a liar. It's just amazing when you watch some of these things going on. And I have a feeling, I believe, that that's why we're looking at the markets doing what they're doing with the race closing or tightening up. I have a feeling that's why the markets are starting to drop a little bit, because they didn't believe before that there was a chance for Trump to win and fix the economy. Fixing the economy does mean that we're going to have a little bit of pain. The Federal Reserve is going to have to get out of the way. That's the idea here. They're going to have to stop manipulating U.S. currency, and that's why I think we're seeing the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 139 points, the S&P down 14. Oil is up a little bit. Gold up a little bit. Those are the norms. We're seeing that with the 10-year Treasury being down. Those are all normal situations. When you talk about the 10-year Treasury, it's the yield is down. That's when there is a flight to safety. People want the safe security of a U.S. 10-year Treasury. They put their money there and know they're going to get their money back, just the way that Treasury bond works. Also talking about some credit issues in the marketplace. I'm going to talk about this one a little bit. Should you pay a vet? We received at Ron Siegel Radio. So think about this concept. Should you pay a vet bill with a credit card? I'm going to suggest that requires homework. You need to gather information, know a budget, understand your budget. I understand there are some insurance policies now for pet health care. Look at your emergency fund. You might need to get a second opinion and make sure you get your emotions out of the way. I'm not saying anything whether you should be euthanizing a pet or not. I'm just saying that, you know something, is it smart to put our pets, are we being selfish when we force, you know, the American medical system, American medical sciences on a pet and then force them to suffer the way we can do that with medical science? Just a thought there for you to think about. A lot of new bills coming through from the state right now. Think about that one as well. We're looking at smashing a car window. Yes, it's now legal to smash a car window when there's a pet inside and it's too hot out. A lot of areas right now in Southern California, we're seeing some real, real warm weather. Don't leave the pets in the car in the first place. Got to call the police. Do it the right way. But there are now laws that allow us to break somebody else's window. But you better figure out the right way to do it. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we have an in-depth discussion. Should I get an FHA loan or a conventional mortgage? We will talk about it. Ways Airbnb hosting can cost you money and be problematic for you in the future. Four reasons to buy real estate this fall. We've got a lot to cover. We're going to get on with it. If you need any time, call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you are ready to buy a new home, our friends at Gold Star have all the programs, all the products you might need to get that new home, to get that finance that you need for the new home. Just give me a call at 800-306-1990. I would be happy to put you in touch with the right people over there at Gold Star and get this done for you and get you into the new home. We're going to talk about today, should I get an FHA loan or a conventional mortgage? FHA loan or conventional mortgage? That is our question. So I just had this conversation over the weekend. There was somebody called me and wanted to know about the idea that they're looking at a condominium and the sales agent, the listing agent, wasn't sure they wanted to even talk to anybody about an FHA loan. And I'm thinking, boy, isn't that 2007 all over again? Why did we not have FHA loans? Why did we not promote the FHA loan product here in Southern California in 2007? Well, it was very simple. The FHA product, a loan limit at that time that was so low that California real estate did not qualify for the FHA loan. So a lot of people got out of the habit of doing the FHA loan. It wasn't even any appraisers back then that were qualified or certified for the FHA loan. Very, very hard to come by. Since the Great Recession, the limits have been increased to be more in line with what communities really have as far as property values. And there are areas within the country that are deemed to have a higher property value. Isn't that a surprise?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
So there are some areas sometimes that you really want to understand or need to know what these different programs are. So let's talk about the FHA loan first. They are loans that are insured. And that's the key item right there. They're insured by the Federal Housing Administration. They are not loans from the Federal Housing Administration. The Federal Housing Administration is insuring the difference between whatever down payment you make and the 20% that would be a normal or a traditional loan. That way, in the event of default, the investor has a little bit of a backstop there to try and recover or to be made whole if they need to foreclose and sell the property. The program contains two forms of mortgage insurance, and this goes with every FHA loan. And that is also just an aside here, because we're not really talking about that today, but the FHA reverse mortgage has the same mortgage insurance, two types. Not the same amounts, but the same two types. So the upfront mortgage insurance on the FHA loan is calculated at 1.75%. This is the upfront mortgage insurance premium. They call this UFMIP, 1.75% of the loan amount. And generally, in most instances, that can be simply added to the loan, the new loan that you're getting on the property. It also has the second component, a monthly premium, which is 0.8% of the loan amount. And that's added every month. That's collected every single month, 0.8%. That's an annual number, so you just divide that by 12. And these forms of mortgage insurance make up the FHA. They can make an FHA loan a little bit pricey, but the program is flexible. That's why you look at it, and that's why you look at it even for some people with extremely good credit. It has a little bit more flexibility for people, and it's a great way for people to get started on buying a home. So a new mortgage post short sale or foreclosure has a 3-year waiting time using the FHA loan. A new mortgage post Chapter 7 bankruptcy, 3-year waiting period following the discharge on the FHA loan. The payment to income ratios can be significantly higher with the FHA loan. That's why some people go to it. Just looking at it just recently, a very, very well qualified as far as FICO and good income needed to use the FHA loan, not because their property or they were looking for a property too big. They had high student loan debt. Worked out better. Co-signers are permitted. Borrowers can finance up to 97% loan to value, paying off a first and a second loan under rate and term, avoiding cash out. Now, it's a lender term that refers to the structure of a mortgage where you're receiving funds to pay off debt beyond what you owe. So think about that concept, as you can go get a much better loan or a much higher loan to value and be paying off debt. We've talked about that, the debt consolidation loan. Very, very attractive interest rates. Now, I mentioned earlier that you've got to be looking at the upfront mortgage insurance premium and the monthly mortgage insurance premium. It's called the MIP, mortgage insurance premium. But in many instances, that can be offset based on a lower interest rate. So the interest rates are very, very attractive. Right now, boy, you can be looking, depending upon your qualifications, 3.25% on a 30-year fixed rate loan. Now, you do need to remember, or some of the concept here on that FHA loan, is think about this part of it. You do want to contemplate or look at the exit strategy of that FHA loan. Why would you want to look at the exit strategy? Well, you've got that 0.8 mortgage insurance premium on there, and if you're paying that every month, you want to get rid of it as soon as you can. So what my suggestion is frequently make sure you're working with a loan professional that's in it for the long term, that's not one of these online services that you go online and get the loan and then they forget all about you. The reason you don't want to do that is because you want to be knowing, when is my property value, when have I appreciated enough to get out of that FHA loan, when I've got enough equity to get out of it. Now, on the mortgage insurance premium on the FHA insured loan, that mortgage insurance now stays on for the life of the loan. You do not get rid of it until you either sell the property, pay off the loan, or refinance the loan to pay off the loan. One of those events has to occur. It's not like it used to be where when you get rid of it and you get a certain amount of equity, stays on there. Now, a lot of people thought that it fell off at 5 years before. It was really closer to 9 years. The documentation said 5 years, but that was only if you were paying ahead on your principal balance. If you're not paying ahead, then that doesn't work. So when does the FHA loan make sense? The FHA program makes sense when you have little equity to work with or a unique financial situation like we just discussed. You need at least 3.5% down payment, although there are some down payment assistance programs out there. They do not come with a free lunch, so you're going to pay for those. But you can use a 3.5% down payment to purchase a home using an FHA loan. The program will go as high as the maximum county loan limit in the area where you're looking. For example, Orange County, you're looking at $625,000 is the loan limit in Orange County, California. So you're going to be looking at different loan limits all over the state, depending upon where you are. And that's the big downfall that we do find in certain areas, because I've had some people call me and say that from the Coachella Valley that we've looked at to help them with getting a loan. And they don't realize that their loan limit is not necessarily the same as what the loan limit is somewhere else. And if they don't follow that, if they don't keep track of it, or if their loan professional is not on top of it, a lot of times it's blown people up on trying to get a house because they don't realize, and then they get all the way down to the 11th hour, and they're not getting their loan because they say, well, you're in Orange County, you helped somebody in the Coachella Valley, and you didn't know that the lending limit on an FHA loan was $355,000 and not the same $625,000 that it is out in the valley. You got to understand those things. And that's why I say always, always, and if I didn't mention it, always a mortgage banker. Don't go to the big bank on the corner. Find people, but they're doing a lot of different things and they get paid whether your loan closes or not. A mortgage banker doesn't make any money if your loan doesn't close. So they've got an incentive to work hard for you to make sure you get the program, the product that you want, that you need. We're going to talk now about the conventional loan, or actually we'll do that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We're also going to chat about reasons to buy real estate this fall. And we'll also talk about five ways being an Airbnb or a short-term home renter can cause you some problems. We're going to talk about that as well. You can reach us anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. About 500,000 people a month are watching replays right there. You can as well. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. So before the break, we were talking in the Mortgage Minute segment about the differences between an FHA loan and a conventional mortgage. And I wanted to follow up on that and finish up on that. We talked about the FHA product. We need to talk now about the conventional product. So conventional loans are loans bought and sold by Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, represent the majority of the loans on the market today. At one time, between the different loans, they're called government-sponsored entities. Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, Jenny Mae, those are the government-sponsored entities. At one point in time, those entities were covering, and this was just recently, not a long time ago, they were responsible for the purchase of about 95% of all mortgages done in America, 95%. So these loans, while the most popular, also contain tighter qualifying guidelines than FHA. There is no mortgage insurance with just 10% down. You can. There are many ways of eliminating or structuring them, so there's no mortgage insurance at all. The wait for a new mortgage post-foreclosure, 7 years. There's a four-year wait post-short sale, a four-year wait post-Chapter 7 bankruptcy. And in some instances, there's more flexibility to get you the lowest payments. When does a conventional loan make sense? Well, if you have a credit score over 680 and a 5% down payment, you have the bare minimum required to explore working. Now you can actually do it in 3% in some areas with a conventional loan. The conventional loans are also stricter on employment history, requiring 2 years in the same field, as well as payment to income ratio maxed out. There are some exceptions at 45%. So which loan is most suitable? Well, the big question just depends on you. It's your goals, your long, every loan, anytime you do a loan, the very first question that needs to be discussed with a loan professional working with you is, what are your short and long-term goals? How long do you plan on being here? Is this a forever home? Are you looking to increase your family size? Are you looking to, get a bigger home down the road? Are you looking to downsize down the road? Do you expect your job is going to be sustainable? Do you expect your job is going, are you going to be getting more raises? Are you at an entry-level position that you anticipate rapid increase in your income levels? Think about these different concepts. What does your credit look like? Do you need to work on your credit? Do you have great credit? Have you had any challenges or hiccups on your credit? Do any derogatory notices that we need to talk about on your credit report? All of those are parts of the process. So then you start looking and saying, okay, if you have a credit score higher than 680, you have a big down payment, and you don't have any of those credit issues, well, a conventional loan might be the best answer for you. You might even say, and here's again one of the things where you go based on what makes sense for you, what makes sense for your family, is it has to do with structuring. So if you've got a bunch of money, maybe you want to use a little bit less on the down payment side, and maybe you want to use a little bit more of that money to buy down the interest rate. There are people out there that get into some of these goofy thoughts. And what I mean by goofy thoughts is you hear about, well, I don't want mortgage insurance. Okay, I got it. Or I have to put 20% down. Got it. But the real question is why do you care? I had a conversation last week with a listener, and I said, okay, you told me you don't want mortgage insurance, no way, no how, under no circumstances. And I said, okay, I understood that part of your process. So what you're telling me and what I'm hearing from you is if the mortgage insurance route is going to save you money, you're not interested. You want to say you don't have mortgage insurance and you'd rather pay a higher monthly payment. And she looked, this is. And she said, no, I didn't say that. She said, I want a lower payment. I said, well, okay, then you're willing to accept mortgage insurance. She said, well, I was told that I can't do that, that the mortgage insurance is going to cost me more money. And I said, well, you probably went to the wrong person, because here's what your payment would be if we go a route without mortgage insurance, and it's going to be about $150 less per month by using mortgage insurance. Now, the other part of that is, what if you take and buy down the interest rate? What if you use some of the money? If you've got, say 22, 23% to put down payment, maybe you want to take one of those percentage points and not use it as a down payment, but buy down the interest rate. See, a lot of people spend money over time going back and saying, I'm going to refinance my home to get a lower interest rate. And I'm all for it. I have no problem with it. Is that always the right solution? Well, maybe not. Maybe the answer is don't buy down the interest rate, or don't use all that money for the down payment and use some of it to pay points. And then you come up with, I can't pay points. Well, why not? You want a higher payment, but you don't want to pay points. Let's not worry about what we call the money or where the money is going to, so to speak. What you want to do is say, okay, I've got X number of dollars, Benjamin Franklin's, that I can use to get to cash to close. That's the real figure, is cash to close. because whether it goes to down payment or points or whatever you want to call it, it doesn't matter. The idea is, what can we do on our cash to close to get the payment as low as possible to save you the most possible money? Now, we go to the other side of it, FHA. When's that most suitable? Well, if your credit score is below 680, or there's some of those events that we talked about, maybe even divorce, have a previous derogatory credit event such as foreclosure, then the FHA might be the more suitable route, the one I was telling you earlier about. Their credit score, I think, was 767, but the FHA loan is the product that is needed for them. Small down payments, but great credit scores. Again, that's an FHA event. Although there are those 3 and 5% loans with the conventional, some people are using these think about this concept. If you know that you're only going to be in this property for a short while, maybe you want to keep it to use as a rental property. But let's think about this concept. What happens if you use a smaller down payment, pay off some of those student loans, and then you're able to go and have some better opportunities down the road? Think about that concept. These are all different areas that you don't get these questions when you go to the online services. That's just the way it is. Sometimes I have people say, well, but I could save a little money. You got what you pay for. Yeah, you might save that $18 a month, but is that really what you're looking for? Is $18 a month, or are you looking for $300,000 over the life of the loan? Just a question for you. The key is to understand the characteristics of each of these programs, how they relate to your financial picture, and right out of the gate, you might be a good candidate for either program. Selecting the right loan is a function of choosing the one that is best alignment with your payments, your cash flow, your goals, your future. And remember, you gotta look at your affordability. Buying down a loan will sometimes help the affordability of a program, will help affordability of a project. You know, we talk about this in some instances as well, is especially when interest rates start going up, or even now if you're tight on the debt-to-income ratio. Take some money, buy down the interest rate, and see if that'll help you accomplish your goals right there again. Just a thought for you. That was part of our Mortgage Minute. We should get to our Your Credit Matters segment as well, being that we generally try and cover that here in the C block. Your Credit Matters brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Be aware, people are starting to go and look at these different options with the short-term rentals, Airbnb and VRBO. There are some additional items that you really need to be thinking about when you're looking at those different programs. Can have a big impact, and you've got to talk to your tax person about this, as well as dealing with the legalities. So if you're renting out a room out of your home, and again, I'm not the tax guy, but as soon as you start claiming that property as being a rental property, you're going to be dealing with a number of different issues, all the way from higher insurance premiums potentially, because you're now looking at a rental property, higher risk. And it is true that Airbnb provides host protection insurance, and that's a liability coverage for up to $1 million per occurrence in the event of a third-party claim. But that doesn't mean you're not going to need to alert your homeowner's insurance that you're operating as a rental property, even on a part-time basis. Think about that concept. You may be starting to look, if you're looking to refinance or restructure a home loan, you could get turned down for a mortgage or other home financing. You might be looking at interest rates if you're claiming that property as rental property, because it's converting over from being primary property to rental property, non-owner occupied or investment property. If it's an investment property, you're looking at a higher interest rate, generally about 0.375% higher when you're using using a non-owner occupied or an investment property. Higher taxes. If you're making rental income, you're going to have to be that has to be claimed on your taxes. So you need to consider that whatever tax bracket you're in, is it a benefit? Make sure your tax person knows that you're renting the property and that you've got that money coming in. If you have a landlord and want to host on Airbnb, the very first thing you should do is talk to your landlord and get their permission to advertise your room, your sofa, your spare bedroom, and get it in writing. There are literally hundreds of horror stories of folks not talking to their landlords only to be sued or have their leases terminated. Number five, being cited by city ordinance or for violating a city ordinance. There are many cities now that are not allowing, there are many homeowners associations or communities. Some do, some don't allow the short-term under 30-day rentals. So be sure you're checking on that as well. You don't want any violations to get yourself in trouble there because you just don't know what the rules are of that community. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. I will say to you, you need to go over there and make sure you're signed up for one of the two programs at Credit Sanitizer. Either top left, the annual program, the top center is their monthly program, which has a whole host of other services, including LifeLock. Start getting back into tax time. You're going to want to make sure you've got that LifeLock that's in there included in that top middle program. But everybody's credit reports are wrong. So if you haven't gone over there, you haven't looked at these different options, highly, highly recommend that you take a look at them and figure out how you can protect your family, get your credit score enhanced. And that way, whenever you're looking for a new loan, a new home, a new car, whatever, your credit scores are maxed to the best of your ability, the best of what you qualify for. Again, that's a Your Credit Matters segment. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, reasons to buy real estate this fall will be on our on the rundown. And you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1994, ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you missed any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037. And 145502, Equal Housing Lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-7775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by Heritage Financial Services. They've got the best trust that I've ever seen. I've looked at a lot of family trusts. Heritage has a great, great family trust. Highly recommend that you take a look at that, get that program from them, get your trust set. If you own real estate in California, you need a trust. It's just that simple. Everybody needs to get a trust if you own any real estate, because otherwise the state of California will become one of your heirs. They might even get more of your residence than anybody, or of your property than anybody else. I don't want to see that happen to you, but just think about that. You don't want to. It's careful. That's the bottom line, is just be careful if you don't have that, a trust. Now, if you also go to text RSR gift bag, and you can get a copy of a coupon in the gift bag that we have. There's about $1,000 worth of coupons and gifts in the RSR gift bag. But one of those gifts is a $300 off certificate for our friends over at Heritage Financial Services. $300 off, a 25% savings on their trust. Great, great service. Reasons to buy real estate this fall is the subject of the real-time real estate segment here this morning. A lot of good reasons right now, but prices, they're continuing to go up. Now, I didn't mention this, but we did see that the Commerce Department reported this morning new single-family homes fell 7.6% last month to an annualized rate of 609,000 units. Wall Street was expecting a 600,000 unit number, so Wall Street was expecting that decline. And again, we also know that we've got that Freddie Mac mortgage market rate survey rate of 3.48% on a 30-year fixed rate loan. But with that falling, they're not building as many homes. So the prices are going to continue to grow. CoreLogic's latest home price index reports that home prices have appreciated by over 6% over the last 12 months, 6%. Same report predicts that prices will continue to increase at a rate of 5.4%. Over the next year, the Home Price Expectation Survey polls a distinguished panel of over 100 economists, investment strategists, and housing market analysts. Their most recent report projects home values to appreciate by more than 3.5% a year for the next 5 years. The bottom in home prices has come and gone. Home values will continue to appreciate for years, and waiting no longer makes sense. Number two, mortgage interest rates remain at a historic lows, and I just shared that with you. The Freddie Mac Mortgage Market Survey, 3.48% as of September 24th. Freddie Mac's primary mortgage market survey shows that interest rates for a 30-year mortgage rate have remained at or below 3.5% for 13 consecutive weeks. The Mortgage Bankers Association, Freddie Mac, and the National Association of Realtors are in unison projecting that rates will increase by this time next year. Any increase in rates will impact your monthly mortgage payment. Also, if the rates go up, that diminishes your purchasing power. And a year from now, the percentage of your income that you spend on housing will increase substantially if you choose to wait. Three, either way, you're paying a mortgage. Everyone should realize that unless you're living with your parents rent-free, you are paying a mortgage, either your mortgage or your landlord's. And as a paper from the Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard University explains, and I'll quote, households must consume housing whether they own or rent. Not even accounting for more favorable tax treatment of owning, homeowners pay debt service to pay down their own principal, while households that pay rent pay down the principal of a landlord plus a rate of return. That's called the landlord's profit. That's yet another reason owning often does, as Americans intuit, end up making more sense financially than renting, unquote. Number four, it's time to move on with your life. The cost of a home is determined by two major components, the price of the home and the current mortgage rate. It appears that both are on the rise, the price of the home and the mortgage rate. As an aside, the rents are on the rise as well. But what if they weren't? What if the rates and the home prices were not on the rise? Would you wait? Look at the actual reason you're buying and decide whether it is worth waiting, whether you want to have a great place for your children to grow up, you want a place for your family to be safer, you want to have control over renovations. Maybe now is the time to buy. Just a thought for you. It's buying also remains about 36% cheaper than renting, is just an aside to that thought. 36% cheaper to buy a home than to rent a home. That was in a report. We shared this report when it came out on August 8th. But this is a report from Trulia. They explained that home ownership remains cheaper than renting with a traditional 30-year fixed-rate mortgage in the 100 largest metro areas in the United States. The updated numbers actually show that the range is an average of 5% less expensive in Orange County, California, all the way up to 46%. In Houston, I would certainly not recommend moving to Houston if you're living in Orange County, but it's 5% cheaper to rent than it is to buy if you're in Orange County, California. A lot of different areas where it makes a whole lot of sense. So buying a home makes sense socially, buying a home makes sense financially, and if you're one of the many, many renters who wants to know whether you can buy or whether it makes sense for you to buy, Go to the website, SiegelLendingTeam.com. Fill out the application. It's free. Get a copy of your credit report. That's free. And get a game plan in place to be buying your own home. Now, if you don't qualify for it today, or if you want to wait until prices go up, and if you want to wait until interest rates go up, that's fine. But get a game plan in place so that you're buying a home when it makes the most sense for you to buy a home. If you're renting, I'm going to suggest also text HBG to 79564 and get a hold of the things, our free guide. We put these out every quarter, things to consider when buying a home. You just text HBG 795 to 79564 and get a hold of that free guide. You know, I always say this, and it's amazing how you just wonder about folks. If you're out there renting right now, and you haven't made that decision to buy a home, the question I would say is, what would it cost you to make a decision to get yourself educated? Do you think it's going to cost a lot of money? Well, I'm telling you, it's free. So you can go out there, get educated to buy a home, and the information, get the book, get started. Again, you get our loan application filled out. You get the credit report, which you should be looking at anyway. And, you know, something you might find, I've had this many times happen to people where they thought they had to wait until next year to buy a house. And it turns out, no, you don't have to wait till next year at all. You can actually start getting in your own property right now because you qualify and you didn't think you did. You thought you had to have a 680 FICO or a 780 FICO to buy a home, and no, you don't. You thought you had to have 20% down, and no, you don't. And you get yourself educated and you can be a homeowner before the holidays. Think about that. And skip a mortgage payment or a rent payment all in the time that you're doing that. Just a thought for you. Again, that is just one of the things we like to share here at Ron Siegel Radio. And that's why we ask you to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet me, any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990radio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.